What does that music mean? That music means it's time for Movies with Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Danny. Ho, ho, ho. I was going to bring you a Danish from the bakery this morning, but for some reason they were fresh out. I couldn't work out why.
Fresh out of Danish, eh?
I guess so. I guess we should, enough of sport, we should move on to films now. Because it is the
season.
It is
the season, right?
To be jolly about going to the movies. Yeah, I don't know if this first film's going to make people so jolly, but we'll get into it anyway. This one is called Stars at Noon. It stars Margaret Qualley, who you might remember from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And you also might remember that she's the daughter of Andy McDowell.
That's who she is.
Familiar.
I knew she was the scion of Hollywood royalty.
Yes, yes. And Joe Alwyn from Billy Lynn's Halftime Walk also pops up in this. And also the sleazy-looking Ben Safdie, who was in Licorice Pizza, but he actually directed Uncut Gems.
Yes, he and his brother are notable directors.
Yes, yes, but he's also an actor. Danny Ramirez is also in this, who
great
was
name.
In Top Gun Maverick, and Nick Romano from Suicide Squad. This film is directed by Claire Denis, who made Both Sides of the Blade, which came out earlier this year. So she's got form.
Very busy 2022.
In the heavy sort of romance, sort of erotic thriller type area. This movie is based on the novel by Dennis Johnson. Qualley plays Trish. She's a wannabe journalist stuck in Nicaragua because the authorities have taken her passport. She survives on the charity of a minor government official and an army officer, and also by turning the occasional trick. One day she encounters a mysterious English businessman called Daniel, played by Alwyn. The CIA and the Costa Ricans want to get their hands on Daniel for some reason. And of course, he and Trish fall hopelessly in lust, and in between many, many sex scenes, try to work out how to get out of the country. And between the sex scenes, the two drink so much, it's a wonder that they're actually able to get anything done at all. To be honest, not a whole lot happens at all in this 2-hour, 15-minute dirge of a film, really. If it was set in the 1980s when the book was written, there would be a lot more context to this movie, but this one's set in, like, around 2020-ish, and I'm not sure that the CIA really give a damn what's going on in Nicaragua anymore. Every time this film threatens to become a thriller, Claire Denis seems to let the air out of the tyres and slow it right back down again. Qualley and Alwyn, they're pretty good in their roles, but this film is has a more tropical meandering feeling, and like a movie in search of a plot. It's no wonder that you can't actually see Stars at Noon. Much more of a black hole than a supernova, this one.
I've been described as that, a movie in search of a plot. Also been described as a man with a fork in a world full of soup.
We should move on to something I'm a bit more excited about.
Yes, this next one. I know you've been excited about this one all week to tuck into it.
Yes. Is this one going to be Ho 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 or Ho 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 Hum? Violent Night.
Violent Night.
Violent Night, yes. Lots of plays on words in this film. David Harbour from Black Widow, John Leguizamo, who was in the menu last week and also in Romeo and Juliet. Beverly D'Angelo from Christmas Vacation.
My God, Beverly D'Angelo's back.
Though she's kind of barely recognisable these days, she does like the fillers, collagen and Botox. A young actor called Leah Brady pops up. Alex Hassel, Alexis Lauder and Edie Patterson all round out the cast.
Wonderful.
This film is directed by Tommy Vercola. He's made movies like Dead Snow and Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters. So the man does like to give fairy tales an ultra-violent twist. And what a twisted little Christmas fairy tale this one is. Santa, played by David Harbour, has just about reached the end of his tether. He's overwhelmed by the commercialisation and greed of Christmas. So he's drinking his way through most of his route this year until his stumbling progress is interrupted by a bunch of terrorists slash criminals, as they quite often are in Christmas films these days, holding the Lightstone family hostage as they search the mansion for a whole bunch of money. Let's just say most of the Lightstones are on Santa's naughty list this year, until young Trudy, played by Brady, reaches out to him on a walkie-talkie given to her by her dad. Of course, Santa can't help himself and does his best to give young Trudy her Christmas wish. I won't say what that one is. With such a young character as such a pivotal part of the story. It's a surprise that this film is rated R, but this dark Christmas satire certainly deserves every letter of its rating, delivering up bloody violence by the bucketful, all the while wringing the necks of classic Christmas films like Home Alone, Miracle on 34th Street, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, It's a Wonderful Life, Christmas Vacation, Love Actually, and Die Hard, just to name a few, for just about every trope you could possibly think of. Look out for one beautifully choreographed bloodbath as Santa slays a bunch of baddies with a sledgehammer as Bryan Adams belts out Christmas Time on the accompanying soundtrack.
So just to recap, that one there, Violent Night, it's about a paramilitary group seizing the estate of a wealthy family on Christmas Eve and Santa Claus answering the call to not only save the day but save Christmas.
Yes, he's the Bruce Willis in this one. And then there's young Trudy's Home Alone style booby traps that turn out to be far more lethal than Kevin McAllister could ever have imagined.
His ones could have gone terribly wrong, though. They were pretty dangerous.
Well, these ones don't go wrong. They actually go really, really right, and people die. Tommy Vercola really knows how to do violence and comedy, brutal and gory and yet disturbingly hilarious at the same time, kind of like a metaphor for Christmas with the extended family, maybe without the hilariousness, I'm not sure. Well, this film is good fun most of the time. Sometimes A Violent Night isn't sure if it is a satire or if it is a Christmas fairy tale, so it's probably not destined to become a Christmas classic, but it is maybe worth the occasional view on streaming, you know, every December from now on. Not quite a Christmas cracker, but a very, very respectable stocking stuffer.
Thank you so much, Michael. My Christmas gift to you is, as of next week, you'll be dealing with another presenter when you present your Movies with Michael segment.
It's been a pleasure, Danny, and I hope we can do this again sometime.
Same goes. Soon. Merry Christmas to you. Have a violent night. Here's some Peel now with Under the Sun. You're on 2SER Breakfast. Seriously? Santa? Saving the day? Sign me up.